Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we select from a menu of topics for a focused discussion with an industry expert to provide insights that can impact your business's growth. With your host, Angelo Ponzi.
Hi, I'm Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining us. Happy New Year and a new decade, 2020, and off we're running and ready to go and be successful in 2020, 21, 22, 23, you get the idea. So I thought one of the great ways to start this year off as my first show of the year would be to go back in time and listen to the best advice from my guests. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know I had a best of advice show last summer. And so what I've done is gone back into the last 6 months and have taken those new guests and put together a collage of their best advice for you as we kick off the new year in 2020. Sit back, get your pen out, take some notes. Here we go. First guest is Luke Peters, CEO of New Air Appliances. Luke, they have a consumer products company. So Luke, what is the best advice you've ever given and or received?
There's so much over there. I read so many books, so the problem with a question like that is it stumps me because there's so much. But I would say, because I've heard it so many times, is hire the best people would be the best. So as soon as somebody can't afford that in their organization, is you're always going to get, not every time, but you're going to get your return when you hire the best people.
Right. Yeah, somebody, and I wish I could remember the context it was, somebody said the other day that, you know, how long does it take to do an hour project? And we used to always say in the agency business, well, we're going to put our top people on it because they can accomplish it much quicker and more efficiently than if I put a junior person on, it's going to take twice as long or three times as long because they don't have that experience. And to your point, and for me as a benefit, you know, that people are looking for senior level people and hence the support of the role that I take on with a lot of different organizations.
My next guest is Kristen McAllister, co-owner and president of Sirius Executives. Now, if you know Sirius, they are a fractional interim organization that plays people like myself. And so, Kristen, what's the best business advice you've ever given and or received?
From an entrepreneurial standpoint, the best advice that I have ever heard was opportunity is the biggest killer for success. And we see it every day. I experience it every day. It's what makes you a great entrepreneur is also what makes that little shiny object that you want to follow. Right. And every opportunity that pops up, you want to chase it. And it's getting clarity and focus as to what you're doing, how you're serving your client, and the value that they're getting, and why are they buying from you, and staying true to that, and vetting out some of those opportunities and staying focused from those shiny objects.
That makes a lot of sense. I've been accused on occasion of chasing shining objects and looking at maybe this is a great way to go, maybe this is an opportunity. And an ironic part is I'm hired a lot of time to make sure clients are not chasing shiny objects, but sometimes I chase them myself, and it's a lot of fun, but sometimes we go down the wrong road, and it doesn't lead to growth. It leads to aggravation.
It's very easy for me to see that in all of our clients and give them advice on it and point it out in a five-minute conversation. For myself, I have to put a big poster on the wall to remind myself daily because there is so much opportunity out there. And every 5 minutes that you're spending chasing that opportunity, you're not spending where you probably should be.
Right.
Next guest is Scott Miller, EVP of Franklin Covey. What is the best business advice you've ever given and or received, if it's different?
Yeah, the best advice I've ever received is under-promise and over-deliver. I think one of my propensities as an entrepreneurial spirit inside a big public company is I have no end of ideas, right? I'm an enormously creative, indefatigable spirit. I'm always cooking up new ideas. Half of them are genius and half of them are near illegal. That's a joke. But I mean, you know, they're borderline sane.
Yeah.
And so the best advice I ever received was, Scott, under promise and over deliver. Your brand will always thrive. I think that's really wise advice. The best advice I've ever given, I think, is around your career. And that is, I think most people and organizations try to harvest too soon. You know, take the farmer metaphor. I think especially the younger generation, I'm 51, I'm kind of a cusper between being a Gen X and a traditionalist, but I think the younger generation, Gen X, Gen Y, and the new coming out, try to get promoted too soon and they don't pay their dues enough. Now, I don't mean there needs to be a stand by the same job for 7 years, wait to be called on. Of course not. The average tenure of a job now is like 3 years. People mm-hmm. are gone. But you need to look inside of an organization. When you think it's time for you to be promoted, that doesn't mean it's true. You might need to fertilize, rake, weed, plant, water, fertilize some more. But I think the younger generation tries to harvest a little too soon. So my best advice is harvest at the right time.
My next guest is Lily Lee, president of Metaverse Law. Same question, Lily.
What is the best business advice you've ever given and or received?
I mean, in terms of advice that I would give anyone, okay. It doesn't matter what type of business you do, is know where your customer data is stored and how you collect it. Because that's the lifeblood of it. And if you don't know where it is or how it's managed, it can easily go away, and that's a big problem. In terms of the best business advice that I've ever received, I think, I forget who said it, but it was, you know, think about the top three things you're supposed to do every day and then break it down to the top thing you're supposed to do every day and just focus on that.
Okay.
Don't sweat the small things every single day because you'll drive yourself crazy.
To my next guest, Neil Schaefer, social media expert. Neil, what is the best business advice you've ever given and or received?
Well, there's one little nugget of business advice. So before I went on my own, I was corporate, B2B sales, biz dev marketing. And it was actually the second company that I worked for. Well, I guess I'm going to cheat and give you two little bits of advice. The first one was working for a Japanese semiconductor manufacturer. And I spent the first 15 years of my career in Japan, which is a whole other story. But at that time, this is the 90s, so I'm aging myself here. There was a really popular book in Japan with manufacturing industry called Reengineering. And reengineering was all about, we were in the business of manufacturing semiconductors. So we had to wait for forecast information from the Sonys and the Panasonics and the Samsungs. And then we had to manufacture based on that. And then we had buyers who were putting in buffers for their inventory and for their own goals, what have you. So we were never manufacturing, and inventory control was never at optimum, right? And this was a big struggle that cost the company a lot of money. Reengineering was like, hey, everything can be real time now. Let's just hook up our customers, manufacturing systems computers to our manufacturing systems computers. And in real time, we can be understanding what their needs are and we can have the material ready. It just, the potential to revolutionize the industry. And we're seeing that today, obviously, mm-hmm. with the way that companies do business and manufacture in real time or just in time. So that led me, later on in business, the name of my company is PDCA Social, right? Plan, Do, Check, Action, which comes from Professor Edwards Deming. And Professor Edwards Deming was considered the godfather of quality control. And everybody at this company that I worked at, right, and there were 2,000 of us at our headquarters in Kyoto, Japan, we all had to learn about Professor Edwards Deming and this concept of PDCA, that everything you do, you should have a plan for, you should do according to plan, you should check and then act upon that and optimize that. So that single thing has really impacted the way I do business.
Guest is Seth Avergon, president of Avergon Marketing, another kindred spirit in the marketing world. Seth, same question.
What is the best business advice you've ever given and or received?
I'm going to quote you two pieces of advice that I've been given. Okay. The first one, these go back early in my career, fresh out of graduate school, my first job. A gentleman by the name of Jose Luis Fornelli, who worked with Vitro down in Mexico, the glassware conglomerate. I was involved in a joint venture. And it was a simple piece of advice telling me that you can't be everything to everyone. And as simple as that sounded, it really focused me in on not trying to chase dollars, staying with my core competencies, and attracting and going after a specific niche. Not trying to just cover the entire waterfront, because it's just too challenging. There's too many audience out there, too many audiences out there. You just need to stay with
what you're good at as a corporation, and then focusing on that audience who really cares about what you have to offer. And then the second piece of advice came from Chris Lytle, who wrote The Accidental Salesperson, which is a book I'm very fond of. I actually got a chance to talk to him on the phone, and that was that life is a lifelong learning seminar. Mm-hmm. And if you have that genuine curiosity, and you're learning from people around you, and you're learning from your experiences, you'll be a lifelong learner. And it just makes it perfect for a marketer, right? I'm trying to learn from everything I see around me.
Yeah, that's great advice. I mean, it really is true, right? So there's been an evolution in marketing over the last 10 or 15 or 20 years, and not that we're that old, but we have to constantly be learning because our clients aren't necessarily learning like we are to provide that counsel.
Ben Bobo, CEO of Serenitex, is a serial entrepreneur, and he has a new startup and offering some great advice to businesses just like his.
So another question I like to ask is, what is the best business advice you've ever received and or given?
I think the best business advice received really sort of in this current phase, which is you never say no to money, right? And it's kind of an interesting concept. When you think about raising money in a startup, you say, do you want to be a little bit picky? Do you want to be thoughtful about who you're bringing as an investor? But at least in this age and time right now, you never say no to money, because when you're trying to get lift off in a startup, early stage startup, anything and everything helps. Now, there could be an argument made that says, well, what kind of investor are you bringing in? Are they vultures? Are they supporters? Are they going to be advocates in the process, in the journey you're on? And in my experience, I'd say don't say no to money. That was one piece of advice I was given by another CEO, and I would tend to agree with that, because you know, sometimes you you can't be too picky mm-hmm. at this stage. Now, when I take a lot of the risk out, we have an MVP, we have regulatory approval, a lot of people will come to the dance at that point because the risk has been taken out,
sure.
and they have a higher chance of succeeding with a product that could ultimately sell to a strategic. So I think that's the biggest piece of advice. I think the biggest piece of advice I probably have offered somebody is slow down. You know, a lot of times when you're a CEO, you feel like you're under a microscope and you got to just do everything on a rat wheel at a high pace. And sometimes that's where you miss a lot of the obvious things like market research or some of the obvious signals you should be looking at from market feedback or where the technology is at or what is or what isn't working. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just got to slow down, slow the process down, and look at all the elements that comprise a CEO role and think about things very methodically and thoughtfully. Right, because sometimes you think, well, I'm getting a lot done, I'm accomplishing a lot, but it may be the wrong things, or what you think you're getting a win on, you really aren't, because you really aren't asking the right questions. So that's the advice I've been giving, and that's the advice I give.
And it's great advice. And so for you listeners out there, take that to heart. Everybody's in a hurry to roll out their products and get them to market, and so a lot of times you're just not prepared for the twists and turns. I talk a lot about the road to growth, and it's not a straight road. There's a lot of ups and downs, twists, turns, broken bridges, whatever it happens to be. And you really have to do a lot of planning, work that plan and revise that plan and constantly stay focused.
Ryan Christensen, the president of Blinking Owl Distillery. He's got some great insights, a long journey to get his distillery up and running. And thank you again for bringing some spirits to taste during our show.
What is the best business advice you've ever given or received, if it's different?
Oh man, that's a tough one. The best I've ever been given is you never know how successful you can be if you don't try. So dreaming it does no good without any action or actually giving it. And that same note, I was told, failure doesn't mean anything. Is like the same that we think it is. I don't want to fail, but had a person tell me that it's quite successful, that I've failed at a million businesses before I found one that worked and was successful. So I thought that was really good advice.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been fortunate. I've had a couple really good successes, but as I usually say, I've got a lot of dead bodies along the road, a lot of litter that didn't quite make it, crumpled up pieces of paper. But to your point, you can't play if you don't buy the lotto ticket, right? You can't win if you don't buy the ticket.
Exactly.
Brandon Carl, VP of Sales at Engage PEO, offers up some insights.
And what's the best business advice you've ever given and or received?
There's been a few of them, but I'd say the most impactful was early in my career. It was something that was more learned than really said. And what I learned was it's not about you. At the end of the day, whoever you're sitting across, it's about how you can help and impact them. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't matter who they are. And
Josh Walters, president of AdMerge, offers up some business advice.
I think the best advice I've ever received was something that wasn't given directly to me. I kept on hearing someone say it over and over, okay. And it stayed with me for the past few years. And that was, you have to unlearn what you know to be able to relearn. And so often we walk into things with a perception of, I know this, or maybe I'm just too confident or cocky. But ultimately, sometimes we walk into situations and we say, I know this, or I know the solution. And in reality, if we want to apply kind of all that we are to our knowledge, we've got to take a step back, unlearn what we know, mm-hmm. and start with a zero basis so that we can then make a proper assessment, assess all the data that's there, and make recommendations. And I see that in my work. I mean, I'm sure you see it in your work too. Mm-hmm. If you walk in and say, I know the solution, you're probably going to give a solution that doesn't fit or is inappropriate.
Right.
So I think that's probably the best advice that I've really been given. Another question was best advice that I give.
That you give.
What do you want to hear? I think
your top 10 list.
I think the best advice I can give to anyone is just care about your work. I mean, if you don't care, if you can't really care enough that you're emotionally and fully engaged, you're not going to give your best. If it's something that doesn't engage with you, don't do it. Okay. I mean, there's obviously things you have to push through, but you got to be emotionally engaged in your work.
Okay. Business advice from the Monster Motivator, Dave Daly.
Not even a second place, identifying your weaknesses so now you could triple down on your strengths. One of my mentors years ago told me, two things he told me that I take with me today, Angelo, is number one, let me be free to be me. Mm-hmm. And on a personal development note, he said to me, he said, kid, you don't have to slow down, you just have to calm down.
There you go. I like that. I've been told, I'm from upstate New York, so a few times I've been told, like, especially when I came to California. So,
right?
Yeah. Why are you so hyped? Why are you so angst? Like, oh, no, it's just me. You guys are all too laid back out here.
Brian Tracy, president of Sagamore Spirit. His best business advice focuses on passion, patience, and persistence.
What's the best business advice you've ever received and or given?
Received or given? I've received a lot. I've received a lot of good things. But I mean, I think, having passion, patience, and persistence to everything that you do is incredibly important. And I try and take that approach to everything. And it's a balance of all three. But people are going to feed off your passion. They're not going to feed off of something that you're not even excited about. Mm-hmm. So showing the passion and excitement for something will get them engaged. And then kind of gone through it in so many scenarios and how hard this team works. There's a lot of patience that has to be involved. You might not get that account. You might not get that menu for a while. But being persistent, and being patient, and hanging in there and servicing it is incredibly important. So, the other thing that I was always told is build a great team. Tell a great story. Build a great product and service it. And so kind of we take that approach to everything.
I hope you enjoyed this show, listening to some advice from business leaders like yourself. However, I'm going to give you my advice. Stay focused. Set aside time each and every day to work on your business. Eliminate distractions. And have a daily plan to accomplish what you want to do. But make sure whatever you're doing is contributing to your long-term goals. And before I end, one more parting thought. Big fan of Jerry Maguire. I don't know if you've seen that movie. If you haven't, it's a great movie to watch. But in the movie, his mentor starts talking about his day. And one of the things he says, he wakes up every day, he claps his hands and says, this is going to be a great day. For you listeners, and for those new to the show, this is going to be a great day. And this is going to be a great year. Thank you for joining me at the cafe today, 2020, and away we go. Thank you again for joining me at the cafe today. You can find out more about me, read my blogs, view my show videos, or sign up to receive future information at theponzigroup.com, or certainly connect with me on LinkedIn. And if your business is ready for growth and you need a full-time CMO, but you're not quite ready for that person yet, connect with me. I'd welcome the opportunity to explore the benefits of using a fractional CMO. Lastly, please subscribe to this show. And if you're already a subscriber, I encourage you to let others know about the show so they can benefit from this great content. You can subscribe on any major podcast platform, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, PonziGroup.com, or TheBusinessGrowthCafe.com as well. Thank you again for listening, and join me next week for lunch at The Business Growth Cafe.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at The Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.